The Police Association is renewing calls for officers to be routinely armed after two gunmen shot at an officer in Northland in the early hours of yesterday morning. Police are still hunting for the gunman who approached the female officer's patrol car and fired a shot into her windscreen. The officer, who was on her own, was physically uninjured but very shaken. We can talk now with Mike McRandall, a vice president of the Police Association. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie. Good morning.
Firstly, what information do you have about how the police officer is doing this morning?
Overnight, so I haven't had any information from Northland, but I understand the team on the ground in Northland have done a lot of work in the last 24 hours, and obviously the wider police family are doing their best to help look after her, including all of our members, to be honest. The ripple effect when you drop a stone in a pond goes wide. And New Zealand Police is a big family and we care about each other deeply, and it's really concerning.
What did you think when you heard about this?
Well, I just was really thankful that nobody was hurt, to be frank. That is our biggest concern at the moment. We had that June tragedy is still really live and very clear in all of our minds across New Zealand and everybody outside of police as well, has to guess. So, yeah, just thankful that nobody was hurt on this occasion. However, you know, we've had increasing incidents like this in the last while, and it is really concerning to our members. The serious criminal element in our society is prepared to use firearms against police. And, on this occasion, everybody's gone home.
You would like police to be routinely armed?
Well, the Police Association has surveyed its members routinely, and in the last six surveys from 2008 onwards, that percentage of support for general arming has simply increased. In our last survey in 2019, 66% of all police members had that view, whereas if you look at the people that are on the police safety teams, the PST, your frontline GDB staff, they were at 72%, and your road policing staff were at 74%. The interesting part about it, Susie, too, is that the general public have increased. In the 2017 survey, they were at 55%, and in the 2019 survey, they were at 61%, the highest it's been in those surveys.
So in this situation, would having a gun have helped?
Look, Susie, I cannot comment on that. That is an operational matter for the police, and it's part of the inquiry that they'll be looking into, and they'll be doing their working hard on the ground up there to bring these serious criminals to justice and apprehend them. So, you know, that's the same time looking after that community, so I can't comment on that. I honestly don't know.
But in situations like this, if people have guns, is that more likely to increase the level of violence or decrease it?
I honestly can't answer that at the moment. The problem you've got is if you're confronted with a person with a firearm, and they're prepared to use it, you've got to take something pretty quick to make a really good decision to keep yourself safe. And that's the ongoing issue that some of our members are starting to face a bit more regularly. Mm. And that is our concern of the Police Association, that we're going to have another tragedy. And we're part of the community too. We're part of the community that goes to work each day, puts on a uniform with the best intentions and does everything within their power they can be safe and make good decisions. However, at times, the unknown and one of the most serious, simple routine incidents is stopping a vehicle at the side of the road. You just don't know what is in front of you. And so we've got to rely on our members to make really good decisions the best they can. So as I said before, that percentage of the view of the membership as well as the public has been increasing on that.
Thank you very much. Mike McRandall there from the Police Association.